This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday he was likely to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine, adding that all sides were at the finish line of agreeing a new ceasefire. He said, "It seems to me that everything is going forward, the fact that this meeting will take place." Zelensky has sought a meeting with Putin after the two countries traded blame over a spike in clashes in the Donbas conflict and a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine's border and in annexed Crimea. Russia began a troop pullback last week, and Putin said he was willing to meet Zelensky in Moscow. Zelensky said he had instructed his chief of staff to contact the Kremlin to discuss when and where the two leaders could meet. The first shipment of critical medical supplies arrived in India today as the country continues to struggle with a catastrophic second wave of COVID-19 infections, a situation described as beyond heartbreaking by the head of the World Health Organization.
There were almost as many cases globally last week as in the first 5 months of the pandemic.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced 2,600 extra WHO staff members are going to India to help support the effort to fight the disease. A plane from Britain filled with 100 ventilators and 95 oxygen concentrators, which collects atmospheric air and converts it into pure oxygen, landed at the airport in Delhi before dawn. A Palestinian election candidate expressed concern today at reports that the Palestinian Authority plans to call off elections due to take place next month. Now, Roda, who's standing for the Freedom List, said postponing the vote would be tantamount to canceling it. Egyptian officials said that the PA plans to cancel the elections, the first for 15 years, citing Israel's refusal to allow voting in East Jerusalem. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government is intensifying efforts to court the Biden administration as the new U.S. president weighs whether to risk a political backlash in Florida and ease up on sanctions seeking to isolate the socialist leader. Maduro this month has conceded to longstanding U.S. demands that the World Food Program be allowed to establish a foothold in the country at a time of growing hunger. His allies also vowed to work with the U.S.-backed opposition to vaccinate Venezuelans against the coronavirus and have met with diplomats from Norway trying to revive negotiations to end the country's never-ending political strife. The move comes as senior U.S. officials are scheduled to meet Monday as part of their continuing review of policy toward Venezuela. The number of anti-Semitic incidents in the United States decreased last year as lockdown measures reduced physical encounters, but the tally remained near historic highs seen in recent years, that according to the Anti-Defamation League. In its annual audit of anti-Semitic state incidents in the United States, the Jewish Civil Rights Group said it tallied 2,024 reports of incidents targeting American Jews in 2020. A decrease of 4% from 2,107 cases it identified in 2019. Still, last year's number of anti-Semitic incidents was the third highest that the ADL has recorded since it began tracking such incidents back in 1979. The U.S. Navy says that the American and Iranian warships had a tense encounter in the Persian Gulf earlier this month. It said on Tuesday that the encounter marked the first such incident in about a year. Footage released by the Navy showed a ship commanded by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard cut in front of the vessel, causing the Coast Guard to come to an abrupt stop with its engine smoking. This happened on April the 2nd, the Navy said. The Guard also did the same with another Coast Guard vessel. Iran did not immediately acknowledge the incident. Tokyo Olympic organizers have asked for around 500 nurses to help during this year's games. That according to the head of the organizing committee, Toshiro Muto. Local media reported that the organizing committee had asked the country's nursing association for assistance in staffing Olympic venues and the athletes' village before and during the July 23rd through August the 8th games. Olympic organizers are pushing ahead with their preparations as Japan struggles to contain a resurgence in the corona pandemic. The country on Friday declared areas including Tokyo and Osaka to be in a state of emergency. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.